Public Broadcasting Network.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the second hour of the Rural Survival Show with Tim and Horry Spencer. Today is Saturday, the fifth day of August in the year of our Lord, 2017. So far, it's been a really interesting show with fantastic callers. Call-in number is 800-313-9443. We're going to finish up with Michael in New York, and then we're going to go to Charlie in L.A., or Louisiana, I guess it is. So, go ahead, Michael.
Well, sir, I appreciate very much. It's always a pleasure talking with true Americans, which is rare to encounter, all in all. So I greatly appreciate that. I will just say this last tip for everybody for what's coming around the corner. What's coming is greater than the globalist or the one-world government antichrist system. There's something great coming this way, and you know I'm a very independent, hardworking guy. And like you said, teaching your kids, they know how to wire, do electrical, and carpentry, masonry, general engineering for all kinds of construction, mechanic work, all that. Being independent as much as possible, and but as far as everything else goes, staying healthy. The future is vegetarians. Now, just because you're vegetarian doesn't mean you're going to be healthy. Most of them are very sick. But if you know, if you understand the correct science like I do, then you're tip top. And I remember years ago listening to RBN, some old timer called in, you know, feeble sounding, because the conversation was at the time how the UN was trying to take away, you know, meat, animal flesh from people. They want them weak. And they want them all vegetarians. And I was laughing because one thing's for sure, they don't want anybody healthy. And most vegetarians are definitely weakly, and no question about that. But when it's done right, correctly, the way the good Lord taught, which nobody, they don't want anybody knowing, by the way, you're like me, super tough. And not only that, but I never get sick. And, you know, we got illegals around here, right? So here in the Northeast in New York, we get some tough winters. And when we get blizzards, 2 feet, snow, maybe more, whatever, instead of using my snowblower, I go out and I shovel out for the workout, unless I'm in a rush.
Oh, cool.
And I'm doing that with no shirt on. I'm out there for 90 minutes, 2 hours, shoveling with no shirt on. It's maybe 10 degrees. The wind is whipping. Everybody's looking like Eskimos out there. And then, like, when illegals are, you know, like, man, this is a lot of snow. And I'm like, this is nothing. This is nothing? I said, no, this is nothing. And they're looking at me, no shirt on, and they ask me something. I'm like, oh, I'm a native. I'm a native. I'm an American. Sure. And I show them what a real American is. Tough, out there, no shirt, shoveling, never get sick or nothing like that. Hard working. And, but that's how, and I hardly eat. That was the thing, too. The guy said, like, well, you know, the vegetarians, they got to eat constantly. They can't be able to carry the heavy packs, you know, if they need to carry heavy packs around for when it hits the fan and all that. And I'm laughing, saying, I hardly eat at all. I work all day long. I cut firewood, haul it by hand, chop it by hand. I do everything, masonry. I do everything, make all the mortar by hand. I do everything. And I'm tip-top. And, the other thing, beauty of it is never getting sick, but when I run into friends I haven't seen in 15, 20 years, and they're always shocked because they're like, Mike, you look exactly the same. It's unbelievable. Uh-huh. You look exactly the same. And so that's the future, because when it hits the fan, and everybody that's going to rely on eating animals and birds, the woods will be empty in a week. There won't be nothing.
You're not kidding. And you are 1,000% correct on that one.
But I also believe that the good Lord, because the animals, you know, there's something to them and the birds, and they belong to God like the good Lord said when he whipped those money changers out of the temple and they were selling the creatures for sacrificing? Well, he made it clear they don't have the authority to do that. They belong to his father. And he can't stand the smell of their burnt flesh, and it doesn't forgive your sins. So they don't want us knowing that little detail. And so anyway, right. They're special, and I think the good Lord might even somehow hide them away so they don't get annihilated and become all extinct, because that's what will happen within 1 week when it hits the fan. But no one had to survive just on Mother Nature's land and like you said, preserving your foods and having legumes and grains that are easily storable for a long time, and herbs, and then seeds for sprouting as well as eating. And you'd be like me, tip-top, and always so, the nourishment is so perfect that it doesn't take quantity to feel satiated, it just takes quality, and you're going all day long. I just eat like once a day, but I have certain things in the morning, and then a little bit of what's in season midday, and then I have a meal again in the evening hours, but all in all throughout the day, it's like I ate just once. And
right,
and just go nonstop. That's really the future. That's what's coming. And it's no coincidence that there are vegetarians everywhere, where 100 years ago nobody would ever heard of one here in the West. And so,
right, Michael, I got one question for you.
Yes.
Do you miss eating meat?
I can't even stand the smell of it. I have to hightail it anytime I'm around it. I have, because I'll get nauseous very quick. It's like cigarette smoke.
Right.
I used to smoke cigarettes. I quit when I was 18. And when I smell that stuff, it is so revolting, I have to hightail it. Because otherwise, if I can't, like if it's cigarette smoke, I get mean and nasty telling everybody, get that crap out of here because you're interfering with my breathing. But when it comes to the burnt flesh smell, I just got to hightail it because I'll literally get nauseous.
All right. Well, Michael, we really appreciate your call, buddy. Give us a call anytime, but we got a couple of callers stacking up, so I need to get going.
Very good, sir. Well, thank you, and God bless.
Thank you, Michael. Have a good one, buddy. Now we go to Charlie in Louisiana on line 9. Good morning, Charlie. Charlie, you still there? Well, Lori, it looks like...
Did we lose Charlie?
I think so. Or we can't hear him, one or the other.
Well, if he's still listening, he's more than welcome to call back. Number is 1-800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. And it is caller's choice, so we'll talk about anything that you want to talk about.
You know, Lori, that first hour, man, it went quick and so much, you know, great input from the callers. I mean, wow, that's got to be one of our best hours ever, in my opinion. That was fantastic.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah, it was. Well, I'll tell you, folks, we'll talk about anything you want. The subject has been so far today mulching, making your own compost, and what all the talking heads are talking about, a possible, quote, civil war, unquote. We've had a lot of good input on that. My personal opinion is that if there is bloodshed in the streets, which I most sincerely hope there's not, but if there is, I've just got this feeling it's going to be limited probably to urban areas and people fighting back against Black Lives Matter and that's one I've never figured out, anti-fascist, when they're the ones using all the fascist methods of suppression and censorship and shouting down and beating down anybody that disagrees with them. That is fascism in its truest form, and yet they're claiming to be anti-fascist. Okay, but anyway. Lori. Now, I know you've been reading some stuff about vertical gardening. Oh, hang on. I'm sorry. I wasn't looking at the screen. We've got a caller. We've got Lauren in Ohio on line 9. Good morning, Lauren.
Good morning. And I love hearing Michael from New York. I mean, what a man. And that's what we need in this country. More grown-up men acting like men. But I was calling about the children and how did we get into this position. With regard to, like, Charlie Gard, you see the activity where they're trying to now have a congressional, you know, they want to make an amendment to the Constitution to give parents the right to raise their children and all this. And it's like, it's not necessary. You already have those rights.
God gave us that right. We don't need it enumerated but in law.
Well, no, the point is, it's the law. You can take a parent's child. You know why? Because parents don't have property rights. Parents is a legalese term. A man, a mother, has rights, property rights to her offspring. A parent has no rights. So when you go and you register your children in school, you just handed over ownership of your children, and you're no longer the superior in the relationship. And so what it comes down to is people need to understand, what is your position under God? Now, with regard to this Constitution, God made the men made a club, the club made rules, codes, regulations, and statutes to manage the maids and the butlers of the club. Those rules don't apply to us. I had CPS coming in my driveway talking about, well, we got a report. You're talking bad about the government, and you're talking bad about vaccines, and you're neglecting your children's education, and you live in a little, you know, place too small for all you people, and we're going to take care of you. And it's like, I told them, you know, okay, who gave you that information? And they said, oh, it's confidential. I said, okay, you can go now. And they said, the guy said, oh, no, I have to come inspect your house. And I was like, dude, I said, you can go.
Where's your ward?
Well, no, I don't ask that. I said, we're not wards. My children aren't wards of the state. We're not. We have no contract with you. You are an administrative functionary. I am a free man. And he said, well, you know, I'm going to have to call the sheriff. And I told him, you know what the sheriff's job is? To uphold and defend my rights under God. Yours, however, are to follow the rules, codes, regulations, and statutes of the administrative organization that you're part of. And I have no contract part with you.
You think like you do.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm all American, honey. And so the whole point is, he left. They sent a letter a couple weeks later. We find no problem with you. Yeah, I know. And what I'm trying to get people to understand is stop cowering. You know, I look at the men especially that don't have the stones to be free, but I don't have the stomach to be a slave. And really, that's what the war is. Will you obey God this day? That's the only war that's going on here. And, you know, first commandment, have no other gods before me. There's no excuse. Well, I was scared. Well, everybody else was doing it. No, that's about cowardice. And God hates the coward almost as much as he hates pride. You know, proud to be an American. I look at America today, the new American ace, A-I-S, arrogant, ignorant, and selfish. And I'm getting ready to add stupid. And it's because we don't do things in his will. He tells us how to raise our children. It's not put them in an institution with a bunch of pedophiles and Satanists teaching them how to kill their babies and be trannies. That's not what America is about. We need to go back to guns and guts and glory and just, oh my gosh, it's nauseating watching what's going on. But let me just tell you quickly the solution. Obey God.
Yep.
Stop obeying illegitimate authority. Number two, keep your money in your pocket. WeissParis.com. If you've never interviewed the man, interview him. He basically talks about the two different statuses in America. Look at a U.S. passport application. Passports are given to U.S. citizens and non-citizen nationals. I am a non-citizen national. Another way they classify it is state citizens, where you're a capital C. You're the king citizen of in the state, not the state of corporation, but the state itself, and you exist as a free man, and they respect that. That's what I'm telling you. The government follows the rules if you know them, but you have to have...
Well, that's the whole thing.
Yeah, you have to have the guts.
People know them. I look here, Lauren, where we live in Missouri. Here we've got the Division of Family Services. What most people don't know, to start with, the general population is scared to death of them.
There you go.
They are. They're scared. And but the thing is, if you look at their own paperwork, if they come, let's say, investigate a allegation of neglect, the first paper they have you sign is a paper, I'm paraphrasing, that says, oh, well, I'm going to allow the state to help me.
That's right.
You know, that's what the real legalese means.
You consent.
If they show up and say, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, the two questions that will run them off the quickest are, do you have a warrant? And obviously they'll say no, but we'll go get the sheriff. And I tell them, you know, not that I've had to, but once or twice, tell them, okay, go do it. Go get the sheriff. Well, inevitably, they never do. The other thing they'll try to use is for people that are on benefits, like food stamps or, you know, all these other benefits they get. Well, we'll cut those off if you don't cooperate. Of course, you know, my response would have been, you know, back when we had children, small children would be, okay, cut them off. You know, and that's the two ways they get at people here.
Well, I've actually helped people who had been on welfare. You know, the one young man, he was in college, and they had two babies, but he was an athlete. He was married, and, you know, they needed some assistance, and they were getting it. And they were trying to, you know, take blood from his child at the hospital and vaccinate him and give him birth certificates and Social Security numbers. And I told them how to say no. And there's nothing they could do, and they did have to keep giving him the benefits. So, but the whole point is, you know, sometimes you're going to suffer. You're going to do without this free stuff, but you're not supposed to have it anyway. The Constitution doesn't provide for free stuff, and that's stealing from your neighbors. If we just obeyed the 10, you know, 10 little commandments, don't steal from your neighbors. Don't covet what they have. It's a simple matter. But anyway, I'm sorry. I was trying to go down just the quick list of solutions so people can start rolling this around and mulling it in their mind. You know, obey God first, stop obeying illegitimate authority, keep your money in your pocket, don't pay him money if you don't owe it to him, WeissParis.com. A man just called up and thanked people for recommending it. He got $28,000 back, and he's looked at as a free man and is not doesn't have his earnings extorted from him anymore. And anybody can do that.
Wow.
It's all in the legislation. You know, it's right on the site. Do the research right on the site. And the last two, keep your children in your home. Stop turning them over to people who are lying to them and destroying them. It's your own fault, my fix. If I hand my children over to others to teach them lies, it's my own fault. And the Bible does not tell you to do that. And the last thing is boycott big business. The biggest business in this country is the United States government. Stop taking benefits from them. Stop giving money to them. And that'll shut this whole thing down. And everybody doesn't have to do right. You know, it's funny because the Bible says, if my people who are called by my name will repent and return to me, I will heal their land. Everybody doesn't have to do right. Just the few of us that know right, that's enough. It's like cutting into Walmart's business. You don't have to take it all. Just nibble around the edges. 2 or 3% will put them out because their overhead is so damn high. So. You know, we have all the power. I just want people to start acting like it. I'm so sick of seeing cowards and weak-minded people too lazy to investigate, to go to Weiss Paris and learn the truth and stop giving them your money. They're killing people all over the world with your money, and it is your fault. And when countries come against us and hate us and revile us, well, how would you feel if it was the Chinese or the whoever doing it to us? So, you know, come on. We got to have the respect. You know, we best protect each other when we each respect the truth. So, anyway, I love what you're doing here. I just flipped onto your show, and I heard Michael, and wow, I mean, I love this. So,
yeah. Warren, I've got a question for you, okay?
Sure.
And I'm not trying to put you on the spot, but I'm curious of something personally. Now, we agree that welfare, food stamps, and stuff like that are, in essence, stealing from your neighbor.
Yes.
But I've got a question for you. I'm a 100% disabled vet. My body got trashed while I was in the Navy. How do you feel about the compensation that I'm paid monthly by the federal government?
You're owed it because you went into contract, you made a deal, and they need to honor the deal, and they need to stop trying to trap you in their veteran care so they can track the experiments that they did on you and leave you open to go and see whichever doctor you want to see.
Well, that's actually
Trump
in office.
I think Trump's trying to do a good job, but he's got these criminals around him. I mean, this General Kelly and Mad Dog Mattis, and they're trying to cut Trump off from the information so he cannot respond.
Okay.
And so
Warren, we've got a break. You're welcome to hold on. It's 3 minutes. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in 3-800-313-9443.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
BrainMag is an amazing nutraceutical technology that crosses the blood-brain barrier because it is a magnesium L-threonate and magnesium malate and glycinate. Magnesium L-threonate, when it crosses the blood-brain barrier, protects the brain from oxidative stress, and in knockout mice was able to protect against the memory loss and Alzheimer's. It dramatically increases cognitive health, improves sleep quality, stabilizes the mood, and works wonderfully with Calm Mind as a combination drink supplement. Order Nutramedical's Brain Mag at 888-212-8871 or Nutramedical, NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or Nutramedical, NutriMedical.com. This is the best nutraceutical for calming your brain, protecting memory and brain function, and prevention of Alzheimer's.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Rural Survival Show with Tim and Ori Spencer. Today's date is Saturday, 5 August, the year of our Lord, 2017. We're visiting with Lauren in Ohio right now on line 9. And if we finish up with Lauren, we're going to go to Weston, Idaho on line 5. Okay, go ahead, Lauren, with your thoughts.
You know, and I was just wondering, you were saying your body's all busted up from the war. What is wrong with you, if you don't mind my asking?
Well, ma'am,
degenerative diseases or like a cracked, you know, bone? Or, I mean, I'm just trying to get an idea of where you're at because I do naturopathic health and I might be able to offer you something.
Well, ma'am, I'll tell you what happened was I got way overexposed to ionizing radiation. It basically killed my pancreas. I've had type 2 diabetes for 17 years now. They've reclassified me as type 1 because my pancreas produces nothing, and it's caused me to have heart disease, brittle bones, osteo something or other. Right now I'm recovering from a broken leg from March 15th, which seems like it's just not healing, and you name it, I've got it.
Okay, you know what? I'll leave my number with the board op. I'll leave my number with the board op. You can fix everything you're talking about. I mean, I'll just give you right now a book, How to Cure Diabetes, Dr. Sherry Rogers, medical doctor, 30 years. charges $600 an hour, but, I mean, she knows what she's doing. And all the things that, when Michael was telling you about the nutrients that you put into your body, they're the building blocks. If I was pitching bricks through a glass window and I didn't have more glass to put in the window, well, the house is going to start breaking down because the water's going to start getting in. And, I mean, I could put a board in there or plastic, but it wouldn't be as good. Okay, so there are things that you can do. And then there are also things that you can do to stimulate your pancreas to start working again, detox the radiation. Are you doing any clay, calcium bentonite clay? I mean, there's all kinds of things you can do.
The problem is I don't have any radioactive particulate in my body, okay? What it was just exposure. You know, it's just like shining a flashlight on yourself, except a very damaging flashlight.
Right, but your body will heal that, is what I'm telling you. If you've never looked up, if you've never looked up calcium bentonite clay, I mean that's just one easy thing to do. Quarter of a cup of calcium bentonite clay, 2 cups of water,
$4.
Say again.
I said I can buy it in 50-pound bags here. It's also great for sealing ponds that are leaking.
Well, no. Now it has to be food grade. You can't that's not food grade because it will release metals and toxins. I did that one time. I tasted metal for 3 days. I'll never do it again. But
That was
being stupid, you know. But no, you can get food grade calcium bentonite clay, zeolite. I mean, any number, charcoal, all inexpensive, raises your IQ, keeps you, pulls out all the. Remember, you're breathing contaminated air every day. You're eating contaminated food every day. You're drinking contaminated water if you drink out of the public water system. So all these things are necessary for anybody that wants to maintain good health. Michael is absolutely right about that. So I just want you to know you can fix all that. And, you know, like I said, I'll, you know, if you want, I'll leave my number with the board app and, you know,
just do
a quick scan on you and tell you, you know, some ideas of what you can do. But with regard to the veterans, you know, I look at what they're doing with these veterans, taking them and sending them overseas to kill people and steal stuff in other countries. And I'm not for it. The Constitution has the only role that, and we're not even supposed to have a standing army in this country. It's actually unconstitutional.
You're right.
So all we need is good, strong Americans. You know, I have taught my children, no, you don't join the military to be put under other men. We stand as Americans in defense of our nation. You don't need to join anything to pick up a gun and defend your nation if it's necessary, and we'll do it. So, you know, I'm trying to change people's attitudes about what it is that they're focused on, what they're putting first in their life. Try putting God first. Those Ten Commandments, even if you're an atheist, is an atheist going to be against not coveting, not stealing, not murdering, not bearing false witness? No, and that's why I'm saying this is an easy thing to unite the American people, and I love when Trump goes out there and talks about God and the Creator and the freedom that we are blessed to have in this nation and that we'd better be smart enough to preserve and to you know. So anyway, I'll get off and let Wes get on. I hear the music coming.
All right, well, thank you for your call, Lauren. Greatly appreciate
it. You're very welcome.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in 4 minutes, 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one of them from Amazon.com. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. I was a little bit alarmed, as I have always been in good health. I started this regime as soon as it arrived, and I have noted that the heaviness in my chest is gone, and the pressure headaches I have been having are lessened. I am hoping to see greater results as time progresses, as I am an avid non-user of pharmaceuticals and avoid them at all cost if possible. This was, I think, a great alternative to heart medication. Not that I am a doctor, and for some, there is no choice, but again, for someone like me, I am so far pleased with the results. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network.
Welcome back. You're listening to Rural Survival here on RBN, and today is caller's choice. We'll talk about anything you'd like to talk about. Caller number is 1-800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. And right now we're speaking with Wes. And Wes, are you there?
Yeah, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I used to fall timber for a living until I was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis about 12, 13 years ago. I'm sure it came from adverse reaction to vaccination, or more accurately, an allergy shot, on the same day that JFK was assassinated. I am similar to Montel Williams. He, too, had an adverse reaction to a vaccination many years ago. I wanted to bring up three New Testament scriptures. There are some in the Old, of course. But 1 Timothy 4:3. We'll go to the King James. I like the King James best on this verse. Forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from meats, which God hath created to be received with thanksgiving to them which believe and know the truth. Then we'll go to Luke 15:23. We'll go to the new international version here. Being bring the fattened calf and kill it, and let's have a feast and celebrate. And the last one, what is it? Matthew 14:13, where Jesus feeds 5,000 at the salad bar. green smoothies? No, he feeds them fish. You know, I've heard these people that say vegan is the way to go. Well, where is a society that has successfully fed on just vegetables and fruits? There is not one. Weston Price pretty well proved it. If you don't get vitamin K2, you are going to have tooth decay. There are people that written books such as Denise Minger. She tried to be a vegan when she was really young, like 8-10 years of age. Then 6-8 years later, she had 15 cavities. And she started reading about diet, just like I have. I have read a lot about diet. I've also experimented. I bought a couple of e-books, at least a couple, that said, oh, be vegan. You got to be vegan. Paid them $50. They said, here, we got the cure for multiple sclerosis. Be vegan. Do not eat that meat like the Bible tells you, orders you to do, the clean meats, not the unclean meats like pork. I just found that emu oil from Australia is not clean, not good to eat. I found that it had a lot of vitamin K2 in it, but it's not really good to eat. Anyway, once again, I was a timber faller until I was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. And my mother, she loved Hillary Clinton. She also read the newspaper every day. She believed the newspaper. It said antibiotics were good and that vaccinations were good. In fact, I remember at 12 years of age, I can remember her saying, all my children have all of their vaccinations, which caused me hay fever, eczema, and now multiple sclerosis. Anyway, my warning, if you go vegan, I have found that it appears you're going to be mentally ill is often what I see, but absolutely a tooth decay. Check out Weston Price. He traveled the world for 10 years. He was a vegan, I guess, is Weston Price. And he wanted to find some isolated people group somewhere in the world that was vegan. And he did not find it. In fact, they had ceremonies, rituals. They wanted their young husbands and wives, newlyweds, to have good fertility. And what did they feed them? They actually had rituals and ceremonies. Things like fish, eggs. Right. Anyway, I'll complete that. Huh?
High protein foods.
Yeah, well, it's more than that. There are many vitamins and minerals. Like I said, vitamin K2 is very important. Vitamin K2, what it does is directs calcium to the bones and teeth where it belongs. If you don't get enough vitamin K2, you're going to get calcium trying to build the bone in your arteries. Can anyone spell plaque and heart attack? I mean, the Eskimos, they had perfect teeth, no decays, no diabetes, no heart disease. And what did they eat? Blubber and caribou and fish and no vegetables, no fruits. I mean, virtually none. Vilgemer Stefansson, his poop did not stink. They actually did an experiment where they observed him eating nothing but meat on 1928. You look it up. Sorry, it on the Wikipedia. Viljomer Stephenson, his poop did not stink. And they say the only thing abnormal about Viljomer Stephenson is his poo did not stink. Anyway, I'll conclude with that. Thank you for taking
call. Thank you for your call, Wes. Appreciate it. Next, we go to Gaither in Oklahoma. Good morning, sir.
Hey, how's it going, buddy?
How you doing, sir?
I'm pretty good. But I was going back to your the war, I guess we're going to call it, or a revolution. We also got to remember that back in when the war was going, my great aunt used to read us letters of my cousins and that they were in the war, and they'd write letters.
Okay.
And the letter, one thing in common they all had was they were amazed how they're going through the country, and all the people were so anti-involved. They were just doing their life, having birthday parties, going to church, getting married, right during the war. And it didn't bother them a bit. They didn't get involved. And what I'm thinking of now is we're going to have the same problem. It's going to take a small amount, gain the freedom for all a bunch of, and actually I'm kind of wondering, maybe we're the children of the original ones that are actually got that spark in our heart. And all these idiots that have benefited off this stuff for all these years, which they're going to again once we straighten it up, they're actors in Westworld. I don't understand it. Because you look at all the people that benefited from all this great nation, and yet they won't raise won't even get involved in nothing. And it's the most ungrateful, unthankful, unreal people in the history of mankind. And I almost pray that this place falls apart so people can become human again and get real. Because we live in crazy world in Hollywood.
I agree.
And I don't understand how us so-called Christians, which I'm a follower of the Nazarene. I believe in the true, the Gnostics. I don't believe in church. But the true Gnostics, if you go down to the root, that's where our biggest problem is there's only two basic rules. Love God and love your neighbor as you love yourself. You know, that's it. And
if you do those two things, you'll follow the Ten Commandments. Am I correct?
All ten of those basically go to those two. If you think about it, you're either, when you deny God, you're cheating and stealing or lying, or you know what I'm saying. It boils down to, if you look at the root, there's just, there's basically two things. It's love God and love yourself. If you love yourself, you're not going to hurt other people. You're not going to be, but we've got to remember that people, it's only going to be a few of us that actually stand up and do any damn thing. We got to get that in their head. Don't wait for the neighbor, because it ain't going to happen. They're going to still be watching their TV. They're going to be still acting like idiots. And it's going to take a few of us to get up and just tear this situation open. How do you feel about that?
Well, I'll be honest with you. If you look back through history, it's always a small minority of the populace that tries to make things right. It's not just the United States. Every revolution I've ever read about, there is only a small minority of the people that revolt. There's an old saying, I can't attribute it. I don't know who said it. I don't remember, I guess. But, a person becomes a risk death in a revolution when the option of the status quo is untenable. In other words, they'd rather die fighting for their freedom than they would to die as a slave, to paraphrase.
Everyone keeps thinking, we need to vote some people in. Dude, that ain't going to happen, all right? But that's just a pipe dream. We just get real. And the reality is we need to take care of each other. Quit worrying about the government. Government take care of each other. Look across the street. See what people need. And you know what? everybody's got a storage shed full of crud and a garage full of stuff. And right now, we can eliminate Japan, and we can eliminate a whole lot of these big box stores if everybody started giving people what they need. A centralized place, appliances, you bring in your old, you can upgrade, we use what we have, and we can just,
right.
we can stop everything right now. We can fix everything right now.
Right, but only a very small percentage of the population of this country thinks like you and I do. You know, we have repurposed all kinds of stuff. You know, stuff that couldn't be fixed, we've used for other things. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt, buddy.
Oh, no. I'm disagreeing with you. There's, like a washing machine, it turns into, like you said, the gears for the compost turner.
Right.
On your 55-pound drum. Everything is, has its use until it turns to rust. And even the rust is good for your garden, believe it or not. It's crazy. So, you're exactly right. Every single item, we have enough of everything here to build whatever we want. Without
importing
nothing. We don't even have to think that way anymore. And then we got someone spray painted shiny and painted gold so everybody could like it. You know what I mean? If you want, but that's a waste of paint.
Right.
But, you're know what? And I appreciate you. You know, in a way, I mean, believe it or not, you are a little leader of a movement. I think it's a lot bigger than we think it is. But I fear for a lot of people because. Like me, I don't call up. I have no fear. I've lived a perfectly good life. I'm happy. I thank God. And if it comes down to losing it tomorrow for my children's freedom, hey, so be it. Because I know where I'm going, and I'm fine with it.
Right.
So, and I think if everybody else would get to grasp the deal that death is not the worst thing that happened to you, losing your soul is. And if we get busy. Just start thinking that way. Guess what? Magic, you know, like you said, the blink of an eye, man. And I believe that. Anyway, thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
Yeah, we appreciate your call, Keith. Your call back anytime you want, buddy. Greatly appreciate your call.
You have a good day, buddy. Bye.
You too, sir. Bye-bye. All right, folks, call-in number is 800-313-9443. We got caught time for probably one more call. We're getting down to the tail end of the show. You know, folks, repurposing items is, in reality, a lot of fun. You know, we've done stuff from turn the rear end of a junk van into a windmill, repaired the top of a rusted-out septic tank with a dryer lid that we flattened out and drilled holes in and used pop rivets. On our gate across the driveway, we took a heavy-duty wheelchair wheel and put on the end of that so we could roll it instead of having to pick it up to move it. I mean, there's just so many ways to repurpose things, and it does save money. It also, in my opinion, teaches you to think. That's my own personal opinion. What do you think, Lori? Well, Lori.
Hi, I'm Lucy.
Okay.
I know I haven't been saying much today, but I have been listening to everybody. Honestly, I guess I have to agree with you.
Yeah. You know, we've taken all kinds of stuff and turned it into other things, you know, other than its intended use. You know, I'm sitting here looking right now at a fish tank I made. And I made it out of a part out of a machine that's used to copy blueprints. This long, I'd say 4 feet long glass tube that's about 8 inches in diameter. Made a really neat fish tank, guys. Silicone, a piece of glass, a little tiny air pump, and a lamp that happened to fit just on a fish tank lamp that happened to fit perfectly on top of it. We got what would probably be a $200 fish tank. Literally for $5, everything. So, you know, there's nothing you can't do if you put your mind to it, in my opinion. So, Now, what are some of the other things we've turned into useful items out of junk, Corey?
Oh, wow. Put me on the spot.
Well, I was just wondering. I mean, I'm running out of things to think of, but I know that we've done this constantly. You know, the whole 20-something years we've lived here, and I got a feeling we've forgotten a bunch without thinking about it. You know I took a skin off an old water heater, and we made a top for one of our chicken pens, you know, so the, you know, the chickens had a place to get out of the hailstorms and all. And that's out there right now. We took a 55-gallon drum and cut it so that we could use it in one of the outside runs for the hens to lay their eggs in. Anyway, sweetie, here's our break. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in about 3 minutes. We do have time for one more call, 800-313-9443.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Rural Survival here on RBN, and today is Open Lines, and I believe we have our last caller on the line, Randy in Kentucky.
Yes, I'm here.
Good morning.
Hello. Good morning. It's the first time I've called into your show, but I've listened to it a number of times, and I'm a Republic Broadcasting listener, so Really enjoyed the show today. I wanted to call in and talk about the one caller, from, I think it was from Nevada, about cryptocurrency, about Bitcoin.
Right.
And then the following caller kind of downplayed it and said, oh, it's cashless. It's what they want to move us all to. Actually, Bitcoin is a free currency that's controlled by nobody. There's no government. There's no Fed. And it's basically something that was designed in 2009 anonymously. And it's pretty much the libertarian store of wealth. Now, if the government comes out with their cryptocurrency, they try to force us on like a Fed coin or something, that's the one I would be worried about. But Bitcoin's pretty exciting, if you ask me. I started buying a little bit of it when it was in the $200 range, and today it's like $300 or $3,000. You know, it went over.
That's
so
correct.
I would say if people are interested, just to look into it. I wouldn't put all my eggs in one basket and say,
"Oh,
let's all invest into that." But it's a component that you might be able to store some wealth and make a little bit in the short term.
Well, I agree. My only fear about the cryptocurrency, Bitcoin, Ethereum, whatever, is that, let's say that the worst thing happened, it would be one of the worst things could happen, EMP, either from a weapon or from the sun. And, how do you access that if everybody's phones, computers, networks, and everything is down? You know, that's my only question. Now, if I had plenty of money, yeah, I would invest in it.
Exactly. But if there's going to be an EMP or a grid down, it's probably not going to be worldwide. So it's still going to retain value somewhere else, like an African in the jungle or someone in South America or Japan. They're using it, and that's why they're using it, because it maintains value over their local currency that has inflationary implications. So if the grid goes down, you can't get to it, but you will be able to get to it eventually, hopefully, when the power's back on.
Right. Well, the last thing I read, and this was from a congressional report on EMPs, it's estimated it will take about 4 years to get most of the country back on the grid. I'd say after 4 years, you might have a whole lot of money.
Yeah, that's a long time. So, gold and silver and hard assets are really the way to go to protect you. It's just hard to carry those around.
Exactly.
And, they're expensive, and they're really not going up at the rate that crypto is.
Well, Randy, I hate to cut
Bitcoin.
You off, buddy, but it's the end of the show. So give us
okay.
a call back again next week if you'd like. Ladies and gentlemen, same time, same channel next week. We really enjoyed it today. Have yourself a safe and fun weekend. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.